Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Greg Driggs from the Driggs Mortgage Team. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite promotions making its return here in the Castle Country, and that is Where's the Truck, making its triumphant return for 2026. Greg, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, and this is such a fun promotion. You and I were talking a little bit beforehand. Not only is this a good opportunity to get people involved with the Driggs Mortgage Team, but also get them exploring the area and checking out some of our favorite local businesses. So for people who might not be familiar with it, maybe they've never played before, maybe they're new to the area, what is Where's the Truck?
So a few years ago, my wife came up with the idea of, as we travel around, take a picture of the truck and have people guess where the truck is. And we would give them a t-shirt. Then we haven't done it for a few years. And so we decided to bring it back this year. And we not only do you get to guess where the truck is. So the theme in 2026 is My Favorite Places. So the general idea is to get to know me better, get to know the Driggs better, but also support local businesses, because we give away a $25 gift certificate to one of the local restaurants for the people who guess correctly. So it's the first person that guesses correctly. Last month, I can't remember where it was, but we had about 20 people. Oh, it was in Canyon City, I believe is where we were. Canyon City, maybe. Colorado. If you know you want to get some hints, I have a family. My son lives in Colorado Springs, so there's a good chance that the truck is somewhere between here and Colorado Springs. But I also have a son who has a shop down in Southern California, so sometimes it could be between here and Southern California. So if you know me or you know Becky and where we like to travel, then that is kind of a hint.
Now, I was going to say that there's so much intrigue to this because you are a bit of a globetrotter, especially when it comes to these Western states. It creates a lot of fun of where could this truck possibly be? And that's half the fun. It's been an obsession lately on the internet. I don't know if it's caught up to your generation, but it's hit mine. People love going on Google Maps, going to a random place and trying to guess where they are. This kind of follows in that similar vein, but it's all local and it helps you get to know not just the Driggs Mortgage Team, but just have a lot of fun while doing it.
Yeah, it's a blast. And last month we gave away $25 to Grogs. So and the winner was very, very happy with that. Then, of course, they get the t-shirt as well. It says, Where's the Truck on there? So it's just a lot of fun. And you never know where we're going to be. Becky has got us going all over the Western states because she's doing a lot of thrifting. So... yeah.
And you never know where that's going to take you.
That's exactly right. Yeah, she can pick some goofy little town in the middle of nowhere, and she wants to go there because they have a great thrift store. So,
you know, you can't go wrong with that. It's a fun little activity to follow. But this is something that kind of continues your trend of not only giving back to the Driggs Mortgage Team, but also giving back to local businesses, especially small businesses around here. We know how important it is to support the local economy. And you guys are doing it like you mentioned. Last month, you gave out a $25 certificate to Grogs. People love that, and people love going to local businesses. And this is a chance to help shine a little bit more exposure on them as well.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we love Grogs, and we love Farlano's, and we love Club Mecca, and just and all of the local restaurants, and they've all been really happy to want to participate. They've tried to donate. We don't want them to donate. We want to support them, so we like to buy the gift certificates so that we can give them away to other people who can go in there, and maybe they've never been there. Who knows? You know, it's surprising that some of the restaurants that are here locally, nobody's ever gone there.
So. Now, that's been my favorite part of moving back here locally, is trying out all the restaurants, because my goodness, it's hard to beat the local food we have around here. Like you mentioned, yeah. Farlano's, Club Mecca, they're just so incredible, and the staff there, always friendly as can be, always worthwhile shining the spotlight on them.
Yeah, it's really, you know, you get, when you're on the other side of the mountain, you get bombarded with the chain restaurants, and people over there will say, man, I wish we had some better local restaurants. And here, we don't have to worry about the chains. but we have all the great local restaurants.
Yeah, we get the best of both worlds. And yeah. I think that's one of the perks of living here in a small rural community. Now, we wouldn't feel complete with talking to the Driggs Mortgage Team about mortgages. And, you know, having recently gone through the experience myself with you guys make it as easy as can be. And I think it stands out as what you might see in some more corporate-based mortgage lenders.
Well, I do know that... So we're part of a much larger organization. However, we're locally owned. I own the branch. My wife and I own the branch here locally. But we just won an award for Team captain of the year, which basically means I have the best team in the country that works for me. And that's, I mean, I didn't really do anything to win that award other than I've hired all the right people. And we got Tiffany and Taylor and Nathan and Becky that are all there working, and they're fantastic. And you're right. They do try to make it like it's a very simple process. We know that typically when you go to buy a home, it can be very stressful. At least finding the home is fun. Like, that's the fun part. And then they're, oh, no, I got to get. We try to get the loan part done before you go look. Try to get you approved on day one so you can go out and be just like a cash buyer.
I think that was the thing that impressed me most about the process, is it was an in and out thing. You come in with your paperwork. You guys had me ready in under an hour, and that was shocking to me. I was ready to pull my hair out with it, just thinking about getting a mortgage, but you guys made it so simple, so straightforward. I know I appreciate it. I know people who get their mortgages through you are also appreciating it as well.
Well, we try to do our best. Well, we do our best. I mean, and I've got a great team in there. Stop by and see. So, come in. We've got, you know, some Coca-Cola in the back, or water, whatever you want to drink, we probably have it. Whether it's soda, water, or other, we may have all of that.
You can't go wrong with that. Let's bring it back to Where's the Truck, just to close things off. So if people want to participate, where are they going to be able to find these hints on where the truck is?
Well, they can go onto our socials, either Instagram or Facebook, and the post goes up the very first week of the month. And we don't give hints until people start asking questions online.
Yeah, so, you got to put forth a little bit of effort,
right,
if you want to get those hits.
So we'll typically tell you nope. But when somebody did guess Colorado last month, I said, great, you're in the right state, but you got to find where's the truck. You can't be that general. So, but eventually, I think about 20 guesses or so, somebody got it right.
Yeah, it's a fun little process, a fun little guessing game, trying to figure out and narrow down where that truck is. Greg, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in.
Again, that's Greg Driggs from the Driggs Mortgage Team, and we're talking about Where's the Truck, making its return for 2026, first week of each month. Make sure you're checking their social media pages to get your first hint on where that truck is. And remember, first person to correctly guess that wins a Where's the Truck t-shirt. You can't go wrong with that. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.